I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're just here for Supercoach, fully understand. But for you guys that want to take your sports betting a little bit more serious, we've got Joel Williams, CEO of Bet With Joel, the Dual Position Podcast's major sponsor for 2023. Sat down with Joel to discuss all things sports betting, the product, basically how you guys can use the product moving forward, the service to, you know, really maximize your returns, start building a portfolio. I understand it's not for everyone, but if it's something up your alley, the next 20 minutes should be really, really insightful for you guys. So sit down, strap in, and yeah, enjoy the chat that I've had with Joel. Something a little bit different today. As you guys know, we have probably one of the best sponsors in the space. Bet With Joel have joined on board for not only my page, but also the Dual Position Podcast for 2023. Been getting a lot of questions about sort of the service and the product and what it is. And there's no better man than the founder and CEO, Joel Williams, to explain exactly what Bet With Joel is. Joel, how are we?
G'day, Josh. Yeah, good, mate. Good. Good to be on, as a sponsor of your page and the podcast, mate.
Mate, we just dropped the league codes for the season and sort of the first overall prize. And safe to say, it's probably one of the biggest prizes, and you're a very, very generous man. The Big Players Club has changed many lives and many, 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 many big portfolios over the years gone by. But I thought I wanted to get you on. Explain sort of the service, and you know, you can do it in far better just than what I can. First of all,
sure.
What is Bet With Joel, and how did you come about, founding the service? Because you were a poker player in your younger years, and then transitioned more into sports betting full time.
Yeah, I was, mate. I was a professional poker player back in my early 20s, and a pro sports bettor. And I guess if you ask me what is Bet With Joel, it's a team of pro sports bettors that provide information and all the work they do now to bettors that are looking to get an edge on the market.
Yeah, so it's not. I mean, obviously, everything is a form of gambling, but you play with an edge long term. What is sports investing, I guess, as a whole, compared to, you know, your punter that puts in a couple of $100 in his account each weekend and you know, watches racing, or you know, chucks a couple of multis on?
Yeah, sports investing is quite a new term, to be honest. And I remember when we got into the space about 4 years ago, we were one of the first people talking about, I guess, the concept of sports investing and what that is. And we see that thrown around probably a little bit too lightly these days, in my opinion. But sports investing is really, you know, an approach to sports betting that's backed by, you know, solid methodology and, you know, that's proven over a source of time. So that's what sports investing is. I mean, you know, if you define investing, it's putting money into anything with an expectation to receive a profit. And that's exactly what we do in the world of sports.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously you can't give away all your secrets, but bookmakers by design, they're not there to donate money to the everyday punter. So what sort of returns are you looking at long term? And I want to make that pretty well known, the term long term. It's nothing, in the short term. How can you be profitable? You're betting on everything, or you're picking specific markets? Like, what is the approach with yourself and your team?
Sure. So what people need to understand as well, first and foremost, is the reason why bookmakers beat the general public is they take a percentage out of the market. So if we're looking at a two-way market, say, for example, I'm trying to think of NRL. So the St. George,
even just a handicap, yeah. You know, it's not a $2 line.
Exactly right. And that's where I was getting at. So, you know, if two teams were equal chances to win, the market should have $2 on each side. And now what everybody has probably noticed, it's $1.90 on each side. So, and that's not just the case with two-sided markets, but all market bookmakers take a percentage. So the market isn't dumb, right? So the market is relatively informed. So to beat bookmakers long term, you have to not only be smarter than them, but you have to overcome that 10% margin and some to generate a profit long term. So, you know, that's easier said than done when you talk about a market that is data driven, that, you know, bookmakers have a lot of information that the public don't have. So the quality and the expertise or the model required to win long term needs to be very, very good. And so that's the first thing that people need to understand, I think, when thinking about, you know, betting profitably in sports. And it is very rare, let me tell you, to find people that are of the level in this caper.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess that goes into my next question. If it is so rare, why? Why are you doing this? And to me, as someone that's been in the service, you know, it makes sense as to why you do it, because if you can have a constant flow of income in a volatile space, then obviously it's props to you guys. But what is the benefit of making this known? It's probably a question that you get quite often. But yeah, but basically, why? Why would you do this for you know, other people?
Sure. So I mean, it went back to when I was a pro sports bettor. What people may or may not know is bookmakers, when you win at a regular rate, they will limit you and ban you. And back when I decided to start Bet with Joel, there were about 12 to 15 bookies, realistically. And so it was pretty easy to kind of run through all of those Australian bookmakers. We went through, friends and family's accounts, and it was becoming harder and harder to get on. And so that was a real issue for us, especially when you're betting at the sizing we were and the volume of money that we needed to get down. Which kind of, you know, it's actually sitting with a friend one day, and people always used to message me privately for my information, and he actually came up with the idea, and I thought, well, it's getting harder and harder to get on, you know, let's give this a go. And, you know, since starting Bet with Joel, it's actually become quite a passion to help, you know, other punters and educate them about what it takes, because right now in this space, I mean, there are so many people that are selling tips that perhaps shouldn't be. And so if we can be, you know, a really great source of information and give people a positive experience in this space, you know, it's a great thing, I think. And we've really enjoyed the journey along the way so far.
Yeah, exactly. And going back to you playing poker, it's not like you're taking money from other people. You know, you're taking money out of big corporations. So I think morally it probably sits a bit better with you as well.
Exactly right. And having dealt with bookmakers myself for so many years as a bettor, you know, I think the industry could be better legislated. Bookmakers should be held to a higher standard, and they market down people's throats, and and then when, you know, people win, they don't want their business anymore. So, you know, I think there's a lot of improvement, you know, in this industry. So I'm more than happy to help punters and help the side of the fence that I've been on my whole life.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You mean every sporting event, you know, is absolutely flooded with bookmaker ads, and they're more than happy for you to come and take on the game. They're more than happy to take people's life savings. You know, unfortunately, people have lost their lives to gambling, and you know, bookmakers are very happy to do this. But the minute that you, you know, get a bit of a small edge, they're very, very quick to cut you off.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's really important, you know, people understand that when joining a service like Bet with Joel or any other, you know, profitable tipping service, you know, it's not just about placing the bets and not placing your own selections and things like that, but it does require discipline. It requires following a strong staking system with a betting bankroll and really not going outside of that. So you could be the best bettor in the world, but if you don't have great bankroll management, there's no doubt you will go broke at some point because you don't manage your risk effectively. So that's what Bet with Joel specializes at. You know, we don't just provide the tips and analysis, but we give the staking advice, the recommend, you know, which is based on confidence level. And, you know, we give all the tools required, you know, to win long term. So I think it's really important to understand that, you know, it's not just about getting winning picks, but it's about managing the inevitable swings that occur in sports betting, no matter how good you are at the game.
I think everyone's got a story of them going, or everyone that takes this sort of half seriously has got a story of them going broke. So it's all about, you know, living and learning, fully transparency. You know, it's happened to me. But it happens to everyone, and it's a bit of a learning curve. And that sort of, you know, skips a couple of questions forward as to the support that people can get when it comes to Bet with Joel. I remember being, you know, a freshly faced 20-year-old back in 2018 and coming across your service. And I remember having a million questions for you, and you know, you didn't know me from a bar of soap back in 2018, but you were more than happy to sit down and explain the whole process. And now, you know, it's gotten to the stage now where I would consider myself a quote unquote experts in the sports betting space, knowing a lot of jargon terms and stuff. And that's really all come down to you. And you know, 5 years on, I'm sure that that service for new guys has not, you know, deterred at all. And you know, if a few of my listeners do decide to jump on and message you or your team through the socials, you know, you guys are always there and happy to provide support.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as you know, you experienced, you know, we're really passionate about what we do. We're passionate about our clients, and most importantly, you know, where we care about not only their success, but you know, their learning in this space, because there is so much to learn, and the space is, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions in sports betting, and there's a long gap to fill from becoming just a recreational bettor to taking, you know, a sophisticated approach like we require at Bet with Joel. So, you know, we've got a larger team now than ever that helps our clients. And as you're aware, Josh, you know, we're more than happy to do that with any of our, not only people that are on our service, but people even thinking about it.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, the word team, and it's not just a one-man operation. It's not just you sitting at home in your office, you know, having a look at some markets and making some picks based off some judgment calls. You know, you've got a full office, you've got a full set of team. You know, you've got a lot of traders under you, and it's a fully fledged operation. And I think a lot of people, you alluded to it before with certain pages that are selling tips that perhaps shouldn't be. It's very much a one-man team. And that sort of moves into why is Bet with Joel so different to the thousands of tipping pages? Many of them offer these ridiculous $10 to $1,000 challenges, or, hey, we'll give you free selections if you sign up using X code. As someone that's an expert in the space, can you talk about, and if people, you know, aren't keen on signing up with Bet with Joel, totally understandable, but I think it's just a good learning curve to understand how irregular these $10 to $1,000 challenges happen, or why people can give out free selections if they sign up using, you know, X bookmaker code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a couple of questions in that that I'll cover. So, I mean, with the $10 to $1,000 challenges, you know, it's really just a get rich quick crack, isn't it? It's a crack at getting rich quick. And, you know, that's what appeals to many. But, you know, at the end of the day, it makes absolutely zero sense, because how can your best bet today be worth $10 and your best bet in 5 days be worth $1,000?
Well, that's,
it just doesn't make sense.
That's the thing. Like, you're probably the best in the country at what you do. And even you only go at what, 57 to 60% success rate?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. So it makes no sense to stake. And, you know, you talk about starting with $10 and, you know, say, for example, you know, you were to win your first five or six bets. There's no way you should be managing your bankroll in that way. You should be protecting your bankroll and staking, you know, effectively. And, you know, that's what the $10 to $1,000 challenges do wrong, and they appeal to a certain market. But if people are more educated, you know, hopefully these types of services will be extinct soon enough. You talk about, you know, our team. I'm sitting in an office now of 16 desks, and, you know, that's very different from, you know, a lot of tipping services out there. And I think that just comes down to the barrier to entry. I mean, anybody can start a tipping page. And so I guess all I can tell, you know, your audience is the things to look for to find a good service, whether it be ours or somebody else's. And you need a verifiable track record in terms of performance. So, you know, how long have these guys been around? Are they talking about the right things? Of course. But, you know, then do they have not just a track record or top line numbers, but can you ask them for a line by line track record? And is this publicly verifiable in some way? And how, you know, do they seem to have happy customers? And, you know, maybe check in with a couple of people that have been customers of theirs. So just little checks like this can be all the difference. And look, it's a precarious, you know, space. And like I said before, you know, there's no barriers to entry for somebody to start up a tipping page. So, you know, there's no regulatory body monitoring who's right and who's wrong. So, you know, it really requires some good research from the audience to find, you know, the good from the bad.
I think that's one thing that you do extremely well. You're extremely transparent when downswings happen. You know, you're very open to it. When the upswings happen, obviously everyone's there cheering, but all your results are tracked, you know, by third parties. You know, every bet. I could ask you, what bet did you place, 6 months ago, and I'm sure within 10 minutes you'd be able to pull that data for me. Everything is very, very regulated, and that's why I was very, very happy to jump on board when we had the sponsorship opportunity, because it's not just a service I've come across because you reached out to me and said, hey, I want to sponsor. This is something that I have been involved in with, you know, in the last 5 years, so it's been something that I've been very, very much accustomed to. And then obviously the second part of that question, why do these pages, why are they happy to provide selections if you sign up using X code, and what is the darker truth behind that?
Yeah. And I mean, this is rife in this industry and a lot of tipping pages and even Facebook pages and things like that, big groups, you know, they're affiliated with bookmakers. And so, you know, you can receive free picks, by signing up to these bookmakers through these links, and they basically make a percentage of your profits. If you create an account through these links, they're basically in the business to help you lose, they make money when you lose, not when you win. So that is the darker truth among so many of these pages. And I think it's really unfortunate, you know, because people come to receive picks, you know, that they believe are better than they could produce themselves. And these pages are really just in the business of helping these customers sign up to these links and then lose long term. So that's hopefully what we're here to help fix. And hopefully we can help educate people and become a small part in that change in this industry.
Exactly. And you mentioned a little bit before as well about these pages being get rich quick schemes. Bet with Joel, you're, like I said, one of the best NBA traders in the country, and you're running at what, about 8% ROI?
Yeah, that's right. So our across NBA is about 5% and AFL is about 10%. So, a bit between those two sports. So, to speak on that, you know, AFL, we get a larger edge because the market is less sophisticated. We're talking about an Australian sport. The bookmakers aren't as savvy and there's not as much data. So we're able to get a bigger edge in AFL, whereas NBA, we're talking about a global sport, you know, highly sophisticated, lots of professionals in this space and plenty of data and history for bookmakers to generate markets and efficient markets at that. So our percentage per bet is much lower in the NBA. However, the NBA is every single day.
Yeah, your volume is huge.
Yeah, 10 to 13 games a day. And so the volume of picks we're getting is so fantastic. So when you're turning over a small percentage at such high velocity, you know, the cumulative return on investment is really strong. And so that's what we rely on. We rely on our consistent edge, you know, just chipping away at them every day. And that's all, you know, our graph show over the last 4 years since Bet with Joel launched is, you know, we just keep chipping away and we keep generating returns over the long term.
Exactly, the long term, that's the key thing. And Bet with Joel is definitely not a service where people are going to, you know, have $1,000 bankroll and have a 10K at the weekend's end. It's very much a long term thing. And that's why the term sports investing is, I think, really, really good, because just to compare to, you know, sports betting, because sports betting doesn't offer a time frame, whereas, yeah, anything, crypto, real estate, stock, whatever you do, it's investment over long term. A couple questions before I let you finish up for today, mate. You talk about, you know, obviously sports betting, that there's huge, everyone on Instagram that's a professional sports bettor loves to show the high life, but for the for the everyday punter out there that's wanting to start up, do you need loads of cash to get going? Because I'm sure a lot of people look at sports betting professionally or even semi-professionally and just think, oh, I need 100,000 to start with. I need 10,000 to start with. But in reality, it's not that, is it?
No, it's not. And it's a fantastic question. And although I wouldn't say, start with $100 and on a service like ours, because you have to pay subscription fees. If you've got a couple of grand, you can start, at the lower membership and build your way up. And we've had so many clients over the years that have started, on the silver membership and are now, part of the big players club and have built bankrolls from 3,000-4,000 up to 100,000 plus. And we're talking over a couple of years here, but, wherever you are, you can start. And if you're disciplined to the process and you're not expecting it to happen all overnight, you find yourself in a place, you didn't believe you'd be, in the future. So, you don't need much to start, in saying that, even if you don't even have a couple of grand, jump on the free package, get a free tip a week. I think we've given your listeners a code, Josh, to get one of our higher packages for a free first week. So give it a crack and, if you've got any questions, feel free to reach out to me and the team. We're happy to help.
Yeah, you've given some absolute wonderful codes. We've got SAW Listener for 50% off your entire NBA season. That includes the playoffs and the finals. I know the season's halfway through, but we're going to be running until sort of mid-June, so there's plenty of time. Use code SCW Free Week for your first week totally free, and that includes, some of your bigger packages, Joel, which have huge, huge volume. And just one thing for my listeners out there, obviously we're all NRL fans, and Joel mentioned that his best market was AFL. I think this works perfectly because you can basically invest on the side, still watch your NRL games, and then not be worried about the outcome or not have your own personal biases. But Joel, you are genuinely one of the most genuine blokes in the space. A lot of time for you. Thank you so much for jumping on. There will be definitely some more to come from Bet with Joel and the SE Whisperer, but mate, thank you so much for your time and get back to winning for all your members.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate coming on, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.